against the Philadelphia Phillies. He knocked a home run, just crushed one to break that game open. So. Yesterday was a bad game.
I think they're still rounding in a form, and that's another, you know, that's another topic of contention is should they move this tournament? I mean, should it be placed where it is? A lot of these players, a lot of the American teams, for one, they're, I should say, Major League Baseball teams, have no interest in their players playing in this because, hey, if you're the Yankees and A-Rod gets hurt, which might have already happened.
Which, by the way, brings up something else I'll get to in a minute, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the point is, do you really want your, you know, your millions and million dollar investment, your $100 million investment playing in what is, in a lot of people's opinion, a meaningless tournament? Or would you rather move this, you know, I heard someone had a really good idea of moving it to the, I thought it was a good idea, moving it to the All-Star break and kind of making it a huge, like one long week, playing the first couple rounds now and then playing the round that matters, the finals and the semifinals and whatnot, playing that during All-Star week, and that kind of would, you know, give it, I think, a little more attention than it gets right now.
All right, this is Score Atlanta Sunday. Fletcher, Scott, and Brian waiting for IJ to come on up here. By the way, snow ice, listen to Star 94 Atlanta for school and business closings. No ice out there today, but I'm being told by our producer to send that out there just in case any snow happens. It looks like some precipitation might come down. But
it snows one day. Now we're
last
we
Sunday.
Have snow reports. I'm just saying.
Just throwing that out there. But we want to hear from you. 404-233-7979, star 790. It's a free call on your AT&T phone. When we come back, I'll tell you why. A-Rod, something smells a little fishy about that, and it's not just steroids. More on that, Sports Radio, 790, The Zone.
The Braves are in Florida, getting ready for another summer of baseball. And no one brought you closer to the action than Mayhem.
Chipper Jones, Tim Hudson, Derek Lowe, Brian McCann, and Jeff Francoeur.
That was what you were doing last year, was just hitting rockets in left field.
I mean, exactly. That was perfect for beer softball league last year, you know?
Your station for Atlanta's Boys of Summer. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Pick any four games on the Hawks home schedule with the Hawks Pick 4 Pack starting at only $80. For more information, visit Hawks.com.
Stop wasting money on energy bills. It's absolutely essential right now. And Energy Defenders offers insulation solutions to make your home more comfortable and cut your heating and cooling bills in half. Call Energy Defenders today to schedule a free home consultation. Insulation is the simplest way to maximize comfort and minimize cost. It's the single best investment you can make in your home. Call Energy Defenders, 866-584-9772. 866-584-9772. Or check out EnergyDefenders.com right now, because every day you wait is costing you money.
Basketball.
790 The Zone is Atlanta's home for Hawks basketball. From the McDonald's pregame show through the Bacardi postgame show, Steve Holman, 3D Dennis Scott, and Sam Radin have all the action as the Hawks battle for that home playoff advantage. Brought to you by Coors Light and AT&T Wireless. Your Atlanta Hawks are heard only one place. 790 The Zone. Pollock and Bell.
Monday, Mike's back from Vegas. You know he's got some stories. Then we're going to go talk about NFL free agency, Duke, North Carolina. Hawks, how do they fare on the weekend?
And the Cobalt Dunes 500. Yeah, come on, baby.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Score Atlanta Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, and of course, Brian Jones right here rocking.
Who are we jamming to right now?
Rocking.
This is Diddy. Yeah.
We got X, we got Joel back there behind the glass. They're doing such a bang up job.
Making
for us.
His band.
We appreciate it. But before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the World Baseball Classic. A lot of people, you know, can leave this. I think it's kind of interesting. I like to see it. I wish more of the American players, you know, would take pride in their country.
Well, I think this
because a lot of them are I don't want to injure myself.
I don't think and that's kind of the point I was making earlier. But I think this year, by all reports, I mean, I'm not in the clubhouse or hanging out with the team, the USA team. But
you're not up in Canada right now,
according to reports.
We're not doing this show from Canada.
This year's team is really close knit and really cares about winning and has come here for you know, with a purpose in mind. And in past that, you know, the last team supposedly was really, you know, kind of Hollywood-esque, you know, one guy sitting in one corner, another guy sitting in another corner, you know.
Well, I think we all saw, and Scott, you can speak more about this, you're the basketball
expert here.
Yeah.
The Redeem team, it wasn't just an all-star team. You know, they had role players. I think that's what this WBC team has, because they were forced to take it because A-Rod, who I guess might be the best player in baseball, decided he would play for the Dominican Republic, and now he's hurt,
right?
Quote unquote. And then you've got other players who bypassed on it. I don't want to risk injury. I'm just coming off one. No, thank you. So a lot of them are not playing. So you kind of have to take this role player, nothing but role player type thing. But these role players are also making $15 million a year. But you take a, I just want to get back. You take a look at what the Dominican Republic is doing, literally pushing people away because it's so important for these guys to play.
They got upset yesterday. By
you know, Venezuela, Japan, all these guys, they are having to push people away, push superstars away because they're made up of superstars already. And then you got America saying, it's okay.
Is it the Japanese team that's giving away or I guess excusing their players from military service if they, I guess, depending on how well they do? I think it's one of the – I think it's the Japanese team, which is –
You think Ichiro's in the military? Right?
Clearly incentive. No, but they did well in the last tournament, so all the players on that team – didn't, you know, were excused from military service, and there are a couple players on this team that aren't, and so they've kind of said, well, do it again and maybe we'll acquiesce again. But I agree with what you mentioned.
I wouldn't want to be in the Japanese military.
About the redeem team, more than the fact that they built it, you know, with some role players, they've convinced the great players, the Wades and the LeBrons and the Dwight Howards and the Chris Pauls, to play a role rather than be, and Kobe Bryant, I should say, rather than kind of being that star which they're used to. And I think that same mentality, I think not only has that changed the way Olympic NBA Olympic teams will approach the Olympics in the future, but I think it has changed the way other teams in America do. I think the redeem team has brushed off on this baseball team, and I think it will continue to do so. I think players who watched that were impressed with what they accomplished and what they dominated and how they dominated. And I think American athletes in general were inspired by what that team did.
Okay, let's just put this out there. I'm not trying to be the, you know, John Q. American who thinks that I'm the best, but let's be honest. America's the best, all right? They're the best in basketball. They're the best in football.
Not at cricket.
They're the best in baseball, right? But who really cares about cricket? No one, okay? They're the best drivers with NASCAR. You know, we should win this thing. America should win the World Baseball Classic. You know, if it was so big in the Dominican Republic, why isn't MLB based there? You know, baseball should be America's game, right? America should win this thing walking away. America should win, you know, the soccer thing. But we don't for some reason. Why? Because no one's
well,
played soccer,
right.
But what I'm saying is we have the best athletes in the world. Why don't we win these things?
Well,
should win these things.
I mean, I think for one,
joke that the basketball team didn't win 4 years ago.
It is. And I think the reason is this is clearly – it's all about importance, you know? This is clearly less important to us for whatever reason than
it
is
for
most of these countries. And that sounds like a cop-out.
Get some pride.
And that sounds like a – right. If you have pride, especially in – and we're talking about it. We don't even play baseball. And we have pride in just
America. I play
Little League. Well, but we don't now.
I play
Little
League.
That's my point. Okay. Well, and you were really good, I've heard.
Yeah.
I mean,
made an all-star team.
You were tough to get out. You were a tough out. Let's just say that.
A shortstop.
But I mean, we should have pride in not only our country, but these athletes should have. I mean, when I did play sports and I played for a while in high school, and you know, every time I approached the game, I said, you know, I want to win because this is the sport I play. I want to be better than the guy trying to beat me, and that's the way they should approach these tournaments. Is, I mean, come on, forget that you're playing for your country. What? If you strike out, then how does that make you look? I mean, you want to beat that pitcher. You should want to if you're a true competitor, and that's what I'm surprised by. But I think this team is different. I've said that before, and I'll say it again. I do think this team will come out and play, or has, and I've been impressed with the way they play. Plus, they got guys like Youkilis who have. I mean, he's been incredible so far, and he's not a role player, but he does play that. You know, he's a quiet, you know, locker room leader, and I think that's the kind of thing they need.
Well, also, I think 3 years ago when they first started the World Baseball Classic, the U.S. didn't take it seriously. And so, you know, in their first game, they played Canada 3 years ago. They lost that game. And now this year they barely beat Canada, but they did win. They're taking this approach. I agree with you, Scott. They're taking this approach a lot better than they did 3 years ago. And I think they can – I don't know if they're going to win this thing.
They should, though.
But
here's the thing, though. You got to consider it's baseball. I mean,
right.
No matter how much better you are than the competition, if it's a very individualized sport in that, hey, if the other pitcher's on and your pitcher's not, pretty much game over. I mean,
you've got a roster of nothing but all-stars. If your one pitcher's not, get him out of there and put another one in there.
This is true in most sports, depending on who you're – it's easier to defend than it is to score. It's easier to defend a soccer player than it is for him to get by you. It's easier to defend. It's easier to keep someone from scoring a basket than it is for. So, in general, it's easier for pitchers. I mean, unless we score 20 runs a game. I mean, if our pitchers, like Peavy, wasn't on yesterday, and they got him out. I think.
Well,
after
thank
the third.
God the Braves didn't trade for him.
They got him out after the third. But I mean, the idea is if. You know, anything can happen in baseball is what I'm trying to say. It's not. It's much less. It's not. You can't dominate like we could in basketball. Let's just say that.
Who put this team together? Why did they put Peavy on there? They should have known that Tommy Hansen should have been on that team. My name is Fletcher
Derek
Proctor.
Oh.
That guy over there is Scott Janovitz. We also got Brian Jones, Big B as we call him, in the studio. We're going to be here till 12 o'clock. Then following us, it's going to be Zone Sports Sunday with Sam and John live from Hooters. Hey, by the way, check out the March Mayhem Party next week at the Cheetah. It's Coors Light's 6th annual March Mayhem Party. Cheetah presented by Level Vodka Thursday and Friday, March the 19th and 20th. Put the vacation notice in now. The doors are going to open at 11 a.m. You know, the game start at, what, 11:19? No cover until 7 p.m. Don't miss out on the 64. Cheetah girls, check out
790thezone.com.
We're also going to have the Cheetah match game. Enter to win the Level Vodka one-on-one contest. Of course, you're going to have your Coors Light Silver shot registration. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Be sure to make it out to the Cheetah next weekend, March Mayhem, 6th annual March Mayhem Party presented by Coors Light and Level Vodka on Thursday and Friday. I've been to it before. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like fun, come on.
Man.
Cheetah, it's all about company. The company you keep. If the Cheetah girls are around.
Tell you what, they're more attractive than you. I wish there was a Cheetah girl in here right now.
They are. Well, hey.
Yeah, I'll do what I can. Do what I can.
Me or a Cheetah girl? I mean, that's the discussion? Come on.
And, of course, game over, Cheetah.
That's correct.
That's as always, too. But, you know, yesterday we talked about McCann. We talked about Chipper Jones. You know, Vasquez, they're doing well in the World Baseball Classic. We had a guy for the Braves not in the World Baseball Classic. Now the focus can be on him, right? The focus can be on the newest Brave, Garrett Anderson. What happens? He pulls his calf. Strains his calf out indefinitely. They think it's just a tweak, nothing major. But that's not good, Brian. After all the injuries they had last year, it's not good, right?
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if fans talking about they should have got Ken Griffey Jr. Nah, they shouldn't. I don't think this injury will affect Gary Anderson in the long run. I just think he'll miss a few games in the spring training. I think he'll be ready for the season opener. If they got Ken Griffey Jr., he would have been injured. So
he'd be hurt
really
tomorrow,
matter,
right?
Yeah.
That's
forget
what
who they
does.
Signed, who they didn't sign, what it means for the season. What I'm amazed by, and I'm amazed that this isn't given more discussion, is why baseball is such an injury-riddled sport. I can't for the life of me. You look at the Braves roster last year and see the percentage of that team that got hurt at one point in the season, and it's mind-boggling. And you look at football. These guys are, you know, 280-pound linebackers, 260-pound linebackers. I mean, running full force into each other, and they play the full season. And for the life of me, I don't understand.
They play 16
why.
Games.
I think the difference is they train to compete, and they train to deal with that kind of that the injury opportunities out there. Well, I think baseball players come in out of shape. I do. I think they come in out of shape, and for that reason, hey, if you're not in shape, it's easy to pull a hamstring. I think all of us average people out there know that. You know,
well, I'm an athlete.
It's easy. Yeah. It's easy to hurt your arm when you're not prepared to throw as many innings, as many pitches as they do. I mean, but the fact of the matter is these guys are getting hurt in a sport that has absolutely no contact. And for the life of me, I don't get why.
You asked Robin Ventura and Nolan Ryan about no contact. But yeah. You bring up an interesting point. Speaking of injuries, the biggest injury that happened this past week was probably Alex Rodriguez with the whole labrum in his leg or something like that. His kneecap or something like that.
Got a cyst, huh?
But what's it? His hip. That's what it was. His hip.
Right, that's right.
But here's the interesting thing.
Is labrum.
Right? Isn't that what it is?
You don't even know what a labrum is.
It's a labrum injury. But anyway, interesting thing right there. He's going to be out. Is he going to have surgery? Is he going to be out 6 to 8 weeks? Is it going to be 8 to 10 weeks? We don't know. What's the suspension for a first time, you know, getting popped for steroids? 50 games?
Yeah.
Let's say you play 6 games a week, right? 8 weeks? What does that add up to? 48 games.
48 games.
What's interesting, theory? What happens after those 8 weeks? Maybe A-Rod needs one or two more days to get his injury down. Boom, he misses 50 games.
Why would they have
secret suspension?
Why would they suspend him and not anyone else?
Because Bud Selig said he might.
But why not anyone else?
Because his was the only name that came out.
No.
My friend.
No.
It's just like Michael Jordan taking that year and a half sabbatical. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about this and so much more. We also want to take your phone calls. This is a Score Atlanta Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
The young Atlanta Hawks, the gutsy, gritty Atlanta Hawks. They are ready to shock the world. Who's the veteran team? Who's the team with the poise? Give me a break. Give me a break.
It's the playoffs.
The Atlanta Hawks play here. Brought to you by Coors Light, AT&T, McDonald's, and Bacardi. Only on 790 The Zone.
It's big. It's amazing. It's Comcast Limited Basic Cable for as low as $10 a month for 12 months. You heard right. Comcast Limited Basic Cable for as low as $10 a month for 12 months. You get great reception on all your local channels, plus updated local weather, and much more. You'll be amazed at the difference cable makes. Even better, get Limited Basic Cable free for a full year when you sign up for Comcast phone or internet for as low as $24.95 each per month. Call 404-COMCAST now and see what you've been missing. Hurry and lock in your savings. An offer this great won't last long.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Call Comcast for more information.
It's big. It's amazing. It's Comcast Limited Basic Cable for as low as $10 a month for 12 months. Call 404-COMCAST. 404-COMCAST. It's a limited time offer, so call now. 404-COMCAST.
The new touchscreen LG View from AT&T keeps NCAA Men's March Madness fans in touch with all the action.
2 points?
Yes. Dude, what are you doing?
Dude, I'm watching hoops on my LG View.
Yeah, but
AT&T mobile TV lets me watch 63 NCAA Men's March Madness games
Tim,
in real time.
This is your job interview.
Dude, shh. Game's on.
The new LG View, only from AT&T.
AT&T is the exclusive wireless partner of the NCAA. Games begin 3/19/09. Mobile TV not available in all areas. Wireless servicing, a battle device required to avoid charges. Cancel before the next billing cycle. Certain geographic other monthly charges and unrestricted apply. See store for details.
What do Budget Rent-A-Car of Atlanta and the big conference tournament at the Georgia Dome have in common? Budget Rent-A-Car of Atlanta wants to send you to the conference tournament. Rent your next vehicle from Budget Rent-A-Car of Atlanta at budgetatl.com or call locally at 404-530-3000. Every rental will automatically enter you to win a pair of tickets to catch the conference championship action at the Dome. And be sure to check out the new local site, budgetatl.com, where Zone listeners receive extra benefits and discounts. Budgetatl.com site has a huge fleet of new vehicles, ranging from gas-saving economy cars to luxurious Lincolns, Cadillacs, and Mercedes. Hurry to make your reservation now. The drawing for the conference tournament tickets is March 10th, 2009. No purchase necessary. You can also enter at 790thezone.com. In today's times, Budget Rent-A-Car of Atlanta gives you more. Call Budget at 404-530-3000 or visit them online at budgetatl.com. For more information, visit 790thezone.com.
Mayhem in the AM.
I'm a parrot head. I'm crazy. Who's your daddy? Hollywood a cracker?
Hollywood a cracker?
I'm a parrot head. Gonna drink right out of this coconut.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
I Smith the rebound. Here comes Josh on a fast break. Josh right through the middle, to the hole, lays it up, no good. Al Horford right there to jam it home. In the face of Richard Hamilton. And the Hawks lead 80-78.
Al Horford jamming one home as the Hawks go on to knock off the Detroit Pistons 87-83 before a sellout crowd last night.
School did he go to?
At Phillips Arena. Al Horford?
Yeah.
I think he went for 3 years to Florida, right?
Yeah. Thought he did.
But anyway, big victory last night for the Atlanta Hawks. They knock off the Detroit Pistons. They've had some controversy all week. They lose to Charlotte and New York back-to-back. Really two bad games.
Yeah.
The game against New York, they should have won. Game against Charlotte, that I can't believe you're losing to Charlotte. They're losing their grip on this number four seed. And what happens, Scott? They go out there and they lay the wood. They sweep the season series right against Detroit.
That is correct.
First time in 15 seasons they've swept Detroit, which is an accomplishment, no doubt, no doubt.
But Scott, tell us a little bit about the drama that we've been going through.
Of course, if you haven't heard yet, the Friday night loss to Charlotte was not the only negative or bad news of the night. Josh Smith and Mike Woodson apparently got into an argument in the locker room at halftime. Serious enough to the point where Smith didn't play. Smith didn't play the second half. He got benched, and Woodson wasn't going to have anything of it. And as you probably know, this isn't the first argument they've had.
No.
Josh Smith and Woodson have been together for, what, 5 years now and have never at any point really gotten along. And it makes you wonder how in the exact same offseason, you know, you can question whether bringing back Woodson was the right thing to do. And you can certainly question whether giving Josh Smith the 5 year new 5 year contract
with huge money
was the right thing to do. But what seems obvious to me is how in the same offseason can you bring back the same two guys who have proven for 5 years that they can't coexist. They can't do it. And if you don't have good chemistry, you're not going to win in the NBA.
Yeah, you know, this has been going on for a long time, and if this, I really do think the more I see them argue, something big's going to happen, and it's going to cost them a game, like later on down the stretch.
Well, it cost them a game the other day,
and it might cost them a series too in the playoffs.
Right, and even if nothing big happens, let's say, neither if they're without fireworks, this team isn't going to win a championship. That's just
fact. No.
You can't have your best player or your second best player. You can't have him not be able to stand his coach. I mean, it's just not the way a good locker room, a healthy locker room works. It's certainly not the way a championship locker room works.
All right, we want to hear from you. 404-233-7979, *790, a free call on the AT&T phone. The Hawks, they get a win last night. They bounce back. Is all good now in Hawksland? We are, of course, the official home of the Atlanta Hawks Sports Radio, 790 The Zone. We want to hear from you. You know, I will say that I think they did the right move in not bringing back Childress, instead taking that money and giving it out to several players, you know, and Flip Murray and Maurice Evans. And I know we make fun of it, but they also brought in Randolph Morris, who's been a stiff.
But
you get, in essence, three players instead of one in Jay Chill. But they did give out the huge contract to Jay Smoove, if you will. I don't think he's the second banana you need. That's going to get you a title. I just don't.
No.
I think you take some of that money, give it to Horford, and then try to bring in somebody else.
Yeah. No, and I wrote about that this week. I mean, I wrote about the fact that, hey, you got to win a championship in this league, you got to be paying two players max dollars, if not three.
But you want to give it to the right players, right?
You can't be paying Josh Smith. Josh Smith can't be one of those guys. He's not a max guy. And if you're paying him max dollars, you're not going to win a championship. And, hey, this offseason or last offseason when they were negotiating with him, they were kind of letting the market play itself, and nobody really went after him. I mean, it was kind of the Hawks bidding against themselves,
and Memphis
offered him an offer sheet, and it was matched by the Hawks, but it wasn't a big offer, which is why I think the Hawks went bid on it, is because they got him.
Yeah.
They didn't get him on the cheap, but they got him for less than he was asking for, considerably less.
I will say that if the Hawks had to bring him back, they did it right. But I would have let him go to the 76ers, in which case the 76ers don't get Brand. I know Brand's hurt for the rest of the year. But I would go and let him kind of, I hate to say it, but ruin that locker room.
Yeah.
I would. I would have let that happen, because if he doesn't respect Mike Woodson, I don't think he's going to respect Mo Cheeks, who ultimately got fired, and the new guy. I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick call here. Tony from Smyrna, you've called us up. Welcome to Score Atlanta Sunday. Welcome, bud.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you, man?
Hey, this World Baseball thing, you know, I watched some of it. But, you know, talking about Peavy, I don't know why. I mean, they took him out, but there's a 70-pitch limit, I think, in the first round of these games. So, I don't know, maybe that's why they took him out. But you know, I watched some of it, and it's tough. You know, it's still tough to get into it, you know, because the spring training just started. And the thing is, fellas, is when you see Yankees or Mets or Phillies out there, I know they have USA across their jersey, but it's still so tough to root for these guys. You know, you can't root that maybe they can, you know, well, maybe they can reach on an error, not get any hits, not get any off.
So you weren't a fan of when Brian McCann and J.J. Putz went out and celebrated the big win yesterday?
Yeah, it's tough to McCann, hey, that was a nice shot too. But the thing is, it's tough to want to see these guys get on some kind of a hitting streak, or the pitchers do well. You know what kind of surprised me about this thing too is the owners don't have more say on whether the players play or not. You know, there's a story I think this past week in the USA Today on especially pitchers, on the ones that participated in the last one. The ERAs are up, the injuries were up. You're paying these guys some big time money. These guys just got in the training camp, and I know it's the so-called, you know, training year-round, but it's still baseball shape, and you've only been playing for a couple of weeks. Boy, you're investing a lot of money, and you hope, just having your fingers crossed that these, you know, maybe these guys don't go to 3 weeks all the way to the finals, because, you know, they're playing awful lot of games. I was watching a little bit of exhibition the other day. Jeter was playing, USA was playing the Yankees. This is an exhibition game, fellas, and he played all nine innings, you know. you know, you just kind of, you know, cross your fingers when you see something like this, and hopefully these guys don't get hurt. But it is kind of surprising the owners don't have more say in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Hey, quick thing about Josh Smith. This is what he did last night. Maybe he should be doing that every night, especially the boards, double-figuring boards. I don't know about the field goal percentage, but, you know, double figures in points, double-figure rebound. That's what they're paying him to do, and he should – I know maybe he had the scuffle with the coach the other night. Maybe it got him all fired up, and he should be fired up every night. The kid's young, and he's making a lot of money. He should be showing up every night, and he doesn't.
I agree with you, Tony. Thanks for the call, man. Call back
anytime.
Thanks,
fellas.
Thanks.
Right. No, he doesn't show up every night, and that's the problem. And the Hawks don't show up every night, and that's their
true
problem. I mean, if you look again, this is the second year in a row where they've been pitiful on the road. I mean, they're other than Chicago, they are the worst. If the playoffs were to start today, they're the worst playoff team in the NBA on the road.
Well, I think we saw last year. You
can't blame it on youth anymore.
As good as they were at home against Boston and winning those three games, sorry, X, they were pathetic in Boston against the Celtics. I mean, they would win every game by like about 6 or 7 at home in the playoffs, and they'd lose every game by 20.
Yeah. And you can't compete. You can't compete for a championship, much less win one, hoping Phillips is gonna solve all your ills, right? I mean, you gotta be a team that A, can come with emotion and energy every night, and B, you gotta be able to win on the road, and they don't do either.
Because now they can win the first round series. If the playoffs ended today or the season ended today, they would be the 4 seed in the playoffs, right?
Right.
Conceivably, they could go to a 7th game, win that 7th game at home, and then go on the road and play one of the big boys, probably the Cavs right now, right? Because they have the best
right,
record
they
in the East.
Right, they have the 1 seed.
And you just – the LeBron knows he's not going to lose at home to the Cavs. LeBron knows he might lose at home to the Celtics. He knows he might lose at home to the Magic. But he knows he's not going to lose at home to the Hawks.
Right.
And that's what they do not pose. They do not pose a threat right now. Something needs to happen. And I don't think that it's Joe Johnson that's going to – right, you know, make this team rise up. He didn't look too good the other day against LeBron, missing those
but
two shots.
But he also needs help. He's not – he's he. Listen, Joe Johnson –
but he's making franchise player money.
He
is he a franchise
what
player?
What he is? No, what he is, he's the perfect. And I say perfect. He is the perfect sidekick. If you
second
put him
banana,
next to,
right, but
if
he's
you
not.
You put him next to a Dwight Howard, or you put him next to a you know, another dominant big man, he's a star. He is. But he can't carry a team by himself. He isn't that. He isn't at that level. He's not a top 10 player. He's probably a top 20 player.
Now, I've said this before, and I've gotten just railed on this radio station before, that Joe Johnson is a perfect second banana. He should not be making the max franchise money. He's a nice Scottie
well, he
Pippen,
should,
but he needs
you,
a Michael Jordan.
But you have to assume you're going to pay two players max dollars, and if that's the case, then he's deserving of it. But I agree.
To me, if you're going to pay
a
guy,
he's a secondary star.
You're going to pay a guy max money. That means he is a franchise guy. He is a guy you build your franchise around. I think he's a nice addition to a franchise.
Right.
I don't think he's
you
a guy.
Build your, you
I don't think,
build your
I don't
team
think an expansion
him.
Team, the expansion team in St. Louis, for example, says, you know what? First player I'm going to sign is Joe Johnson.
No, you're 100% right. He's not a franchise player. At the same time, he is a player you can pay that kind of money and still win a championship with. And I think we're all in agreement that Josh Smith is simply not.
I think you're about to get nailed right here. You know why? Because we're going to go straight to Mel in Southwest Atlanta. Mel, welcome to Score Atlanta Sunday, baby.
Frusher and Scott.
Yeah, man.
I know IJ.
And Brian.
IJ not there yet.
No, he's not
today. Okay. We think IJ.
He didn't turn the clock ahead.
We think IJ might be sleeping.
Clock, right? He didn't set the clock up.
That's correct.
Look. Y'all do all the talking about different players, talking about always about Josh Smith, but he had a double-double last night.
Yeah.
You know, let's get to the day.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Mel. Let me say one thing.
Go ahead, man.
He got a double-double last night, but hey, that was only a night after being benched for an entire half. What do you say about that?
You know what?
What's that?
When they get to the day, you know, after this season, I don't even want the coach back, even though if we can get a good trade. If we can trade Josh Smith and get that get some good players, I ain't talking about no hand. I ain't talking about no free agents. Some of these with the other teams. I'm talking about get something out of the draft.
Yeah.
You know, I might go along with that. But other than that, we can keep Josh Smith. If we can't get nothing in the draft, like I said, we can keep Josh Smith and go from there. But look. We need to try to get that big guy from Pittsburgh. If we can get us a real center and move the guy that plays center.
Al Horford.
Yeah. Yeah. Move Al Horford to a strong forward.
Right, right.
And get that guy from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. He'd be pretty solid in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then going to every week, long we get to the dance. See, that's what we need. We don't need, like I always say, we don't need no loser. We need to stay, you know, stay in the contest, stay in the championship contender.
We got to stay in the discussion. Got to stay in the discussion. Thanks, Mel. Love the passion Mel brings. Love it.
No, you know what?
Every week I want Mel to call.
This may be the first time you hear me say this, but I agree with Mel. You trade Josh Smith in the summer. I don't know. You can't trade him for a draft pick because of the dollars won't match up. But what you can trade him for is a point guard, which this team desperately needs.
So you're saying not re-sign Mike Bibby.
I'm not criticizing.
Do not re-sign.
Well, I'm not criticizing Mike Bibby, but the problem with Mike Bibby is he's old, and while he's good, he's providing that three-point shot. He's a good player for them. He's not the Hawks' future, and he won't be here when the Hawks are competing for championships. I promise you that.
Yeah, but, what about the Hawks' window, though? I think the Hawks' window might be closing. If you sign Bibby to a three-year deal.
If the Hawks' window is closing, then
I think that's all right. Well, with the way the team is currently set up, I think it just might be. We'll have that and so much more. Take more of your calls, 404-233-7979. When we come back, this is Score Atlanta Sunday on Sports Radio, 790 The Zone.
The madness of March is right around the corner.
Grant Hill will make the inbounds play, so that takes care of that option.
And 790 The Zone is where the madness comes to life.
Bobby Hurley up the floor with Leitner. They throw it the left of the floor. Leitner catches, comes down, dribbles, shoots, scores!
First for sports. First for March Madness. 790 The Zone.
What do Budget Rent-A-Car of Atlanta and the big conference tournament at the Georgia Dome have in common? Budget Rent-A-Car of Atlanta wants to send you to the conference tournament. Rent your next vehicle from Budget Rent-A-Car of Atlanta at budgetatl.com or call locally at 404-530-3000. Every rental will automatically enter you to win a pair of tickets to catch the conference championship action at the Dome. And be sure to check out the new local site, budgetatl.com, where zone listeners receive extra benefits and discounts. Budgetatl.com site has a huge fleet of new vehicles, ranging from gas-saving economy cars to luxurious Lincolns, Cadillacs, and Mercedes. Hurry to make your reservation now. The drawing for the conference tournament tickets is March 10th, 2009. No purchase necessary. You can also enter at 790thezone.com. In today's times, Budget Rent-A-Car of Atlanta gives you more. Call Budget at 404-530-3000 or visit them online at budgetatl.com. For more information, visit 790thezone.com.
Now through April 30th at Barnsley Gardens, receive a special room rate of just $129 on Tuesdays. This deal won't last long. Call 770-773-7480 to reserve your spot.
You know all those gorgeous golf swings you see on Golf Channel? The smooth, powerful, perfect swings you just dream of having? Well, this is definitely not one of those. This Monday, Golf Channel premieres The Haney Project, Charles Barkley, a show where the greatest teacher in golf meets one of the most unusual swings on the planet. A swing with a hitch you could drive a truck through. A swing that can only belong to the one and only Charles Barkley. And believe me, once you see this swing, you'll be glad you don't have Hank Haney's job. Tune into The Haney Project, Charles Barkley, Mondays at 9 p.m., only on Golf Channel.
TurboTax presents a message from Ulysses S. Grant.
You know, since I'm the guy on the $50 bill, that means I know how you can get more $50 bills in your wallet. All you have to do is use TurboTax. See, with TurboTax, you don't have to spend a lot to do your taxes, and you get the maximum refund, guaranteed, which means you and I can spend a lot more time together.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get started at TurboTax.com. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in 15 years. Ask customers from other home security companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. At Alarm Force, it's only $25 a month for live two-way voice, and the installation, activation, and full warranty is free.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Pollock and Bell.
It's all about, you know, instant gratification.
And the thing is, you grew up like me.
My dad was a little irresponsible. You know, when we used to go to, Atlantic City, my dad would have a big wad of bills.
Yeah.
And I'm like, isn't mom going to be upset? Don't we have to buy a new oil burner? And my dad's like, hey, we're in Vegas. You're going to be a bear, be a grizzly.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
For Atlanta Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, not Scott Genovi, and Brian Jones.
Did we get that change this week? I never noticed.
No, you're still Scott Genovi.
Still Genovi.
Still to Jones.
You're still your.
We're playing my Italian roots. Yeah.
Twin, evil twin. But I.J. Rosenberg should be joining us in just a little bit. We want to hear from you, though, 404-233-7979, *790 free call on the AT&T phone. For the break, we were talking about the Atlanta Hawks, your Atlanta Hawks. Of course, we are the official home of the Atlanta Hawks. Sports Radio 790 The Zone. And one of our producers, came in here just a minute ago and was telling us who was the first player congratulating Josh Smith in his performance last night to the media. It was Mike Woodson.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, they're trying to salvage what is already probably destroyed, you know, to a degree that it can't be salvaged, but they're trying, you know. They both know that they still have something to play for this year.
Well, they do. But here's what I will say this. They're going to make the playoffs. Congrats. It's going to be two straight years that the Hawks are in the playoffs. That's awesome, barring a major collapse. But if they don't win in the first round of the playoffs, is this season a failure? I think it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Does he need to go?
Yeah, I've been on record saying Woodson to keep his job, Woodson has to win at least one round this season. And they may. Listen, if they can keep this four seed, then like we've already discussed, they're dominant at home, and they'd have at least four games on their home court.
They have to get a four seed, though.
They're also playing a five seed, which means someone who hasn't been quite as good as they have this year. And it'd probably be Detroit or Miami. Now, if it's Miami, I like their chances. If it's Detroit, I don't.
But they swept the series against Detroit. So.
They did, but
Detroit's playing better.
It's different
though.
In the playoffs.
All right. We're going to go straight to it. We've got a bunch of calls right now. Gene on a cell. He wants to talk about Josh Smith and the Hawks. Gene, welcome to Score Atlanta Sunday.
Hi.
Hey.
Yes. I'm calling about Josh Smith, you know. I think Josh Smith is the best player of the Hawks.
Okay. Why do you think that?
I mean, you can compare. He has the same qualities that LeBron James has. And the problem is Mike Woodson. You can watch the game. Josh Smith plays, he missed one shot, Mike Woodson bench him. That's not how you play Josh Smith. Mike Woodson doesn't have the personnel to play the brand of basketball that he plays with the Hawks.
Yeah.
Josh Smith is very, very, very good.
All right. What makes you think that? If what you're saying,
because he says he's like LeBron James. Hey, Gene, thanks for the call, man. He says he's like LeBron James.
Yeah, but how can you say that if the argument is that he can't be good with Mike Woodson? Well, you've only seen him play with Mike Woodson. So how can you say how can you say you know how good he is if you've never seen him play
without
the guy?
Maybe he watched him. Maybe he watched him when he was up at Oak Hill Academy.
The point is, he's not even close to the player. LeBron
All right,
James.
Ben, welcome to Score Atlanta Sunday, big guy. Welcome to Sports Radio 7 Night Zone. Ben, you there?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing all right, man. What's up?
I couldn't agree less with the last caller. I think that Josh Smith takes far too many jump shots. He needs to stay within 15 feet of the basket at all times.
Really? You're willing to let him go 15 feet out? I'm thinking maybe like 8 feet out.
Yeah, like 10 feet out. Here's the question. He takes so many jump shots, and he shouldn't. There's no debate about that. How has he developed his post game, though? I mean, is he really a great post player? How does he score consistently?
He's not a great post player, but the other day he had zero rebounds in a basketball game.
Shouldn't happen, right, Ben?
There is no reason that someone who is 6'9", who can touch the top of the backboard, should have zero rebounds in an NBA basketball game. It makes me think that someone is in his ear and telling him that he needs to be taking these jump shots. He obviously has no idea where his strengths lie and, like, you know, where he has value as an NBA player, which is, you know, rebounding the basketball, blocking shots, you know, just cleaning up where, you know, getting points where he can.
He's
a 13-8 kind of guy, and that's what he needs to do every night.
I was going
to
ask you, Ben, give me what his numbers should be every night. 13 points, 8 rebounds, and
two blocks?
Two blocks. And, you know, the more he hangs out around the basket, the more blocks he's going to get. He's so athletic and such a great leaper. You know, he gets most of his blocks, blocking people on, if you notice, on, like, fast breaks. He comes down and trails them and blocks them on fast breaks. You know, that's where he gets probably – you know, a third to half of his blocks. If he just hangs around the basket, he's going to get his numbers.
Hey, Ben, thanks so much for the call. Call anytime, okay?
You got it.
Thanks, man. All right, well, one more call. We got George in Atlanta. George, you want to talk about the Hawks? What's up, baby?
Yeah, I do. I like the way Mike Woodson handles Josh Smith. You don't see that often. You see coaches dealing with their stars, and he's not a superstar, but he is a very good player in this league. Some would say that he's a star. I think the worst thing to happen to Josh Smith is having won the slam dunk championship several years ago. So he actually thinks he's better than he is. The reality is, you guys are absolutely right. The last caller was absolutely right in terms of what he should be bringing to the team. The worst thing to happen to Josh Smith is coming straight out of high school, because, you know, in high school he was the best player on his team. best player in the country. But having not gone to college and been involved in a structured environment where a coach would say, hey, listen, you're my small or large forward, and this is what you will be doing, that needs to be ingrained in his mind. And I love what Mike Woodson is doing. And one last point, guys. The emergence, yeah, the emergence this year of the Hawks has everything to do with Marvin Williams. A player that a lot of fans in this city had you know, thought was a bust. Marvin Williams played great this year, and you do not need a top-notch point guard to win in this league.
Right.
All right, thanks, George. I'm going to have to disagree with that last point because I don't think the Hawks were anything until Mike Bibby came along. You can also say, you know,
well,
possibly it was because they finally matured. But I don't think they were anything until Mike Bibby came aboard.
I do think that the combination of Bibby, what Bibby and Williams have brought to this team is outside shooting, and you can't talk about how much that means to a basketball team, because what it does is it makes everyone better. It spreads the floor. It opens up the floor for everyone, including Josh Smith. Here's the problem with Josh Smith is he's not a four. He's playing. We talk about how Al Horford's not a five and should be playing at four. Well, Josh Smith isn't a four. He's not. He doesn't play. He's not a great post player. And while he's a good rebounder, his block shots, like the previous caller or two callers ago said, his block shots come on fast breaks from behind or cheating on other people's players. You know, he's not blocking his own guy for the most part. And so, listen, the fact of the matter is he needs to develop a jump shot. He needs to become a more complete player. You can play him out of position to play to his strengths, but that's not going to win you a championship. You need Josh Smith to be playing the right position, and that's the three. He's not an NBA four. He's not.
Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. You can hear it here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. 790 The Zone, the official home of the Atlanta Hawks. Also, though, Score Atlanta this week, scoreatl.com. You can tune in this Wednesday and Thursday for the exciting 4A and 5A semifinals, which we'll be webcasting on scoreatl.com. There's a link. Also, Georgia Public Broadcasting will be involved as well. I believe, Scott, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing all eight games.
I'm doing a couple of games.
Which I believe, yeah. I think they start at 3, if I'm not mistaken. 3 p.m. on...
Or 4 o'clock.
Well, 4 o'clock, I believe, is when the first game is, and 4 a.m.
Check in at
3
just in case. No, but okay, yeah. 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock, and yeah, we're doing all eight, four women's, or four girls, I should say, and four boys' games.
You can call them men and women.
Four women's games, four men's games.
4A's on Wednesday, and then the 5A's on Thursday.
But be sure to check out scoreatl.com for more info on that. You can check it out. Also, you can visit... gpb.org/basketball.
We'll also be teaming up. Scoring and 790 will be teaming up to do the commentary for all the games. So that should be interesting as well.
A lot of fun. Right. Continuing this basketball thing, we've got a couple more calls before we take a break. Horace wants to talk about the Hawks. Horace, welcome to Score Atlanta Sunday.
Guys, good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing all right, man.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on Josh Smith. Honestly, I think Josh Smith is basically a poor man's version of Sean Marion to a certain extent.
I like the comparison.
Okay, comparison.
He doesn't have a low post game, which he needs to develop. He doesn't have a consistent outside jump shot. What he is to me, he's like a four. Remember, you guys, I don't know if you guys remember Ralph Sampson, but a lot of people said the criticism with Ralph Sampson was he was a four or a five trying to be a guard, and that's what I think Josh Smith is trying to do. He's almost trying to be too much of a Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Michael Jordan mismatch, and he's not understanding that all he has to do is just work hard and be a step above Ben Wallace, Dennis Rodman, or any kind of hardworking garbage man. He doesn't really have the size of a four, but his athleticism is so unique, and that's the upside. But eventually, the upside might not take shape, and I would just say trade him for Carmelo Anthony. And
you could never pull that one off.
But I agree with you. I think Josh Smith needs to recognize what he is. If he is a poor man's Sean Marion, Sean Marion realizes he is Sean Marion. He doesn't try to do too much. That's what Josh Smith needs to do.
I know the Carmelo Anthony trade is a dream scenario, but I'm just saying they need
for someone like him,
four player or a legitimate post player, and this team really would take off. And hopefully, AC Law can develop into a decent point guard. Other than that, I really am pleased. This team has come a long way, and thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Horace, thanks so much, man.
Good call. Here's the problem with, and Horace makes some good points. The problem is Josh Smith, listen, in athletics, it's not just about the physical attributes a player has. It's about the mentality they play with. And, hey, Josh Smith is the furthest thing upstairs from Dennis Rodman or anything like him.
Well, I don't know. Dennis Rodman's pretty up. Did you see Celebrity Apprentice last week?
I'm talking about wanting to mix it up, wanting to get 20 rebounds in a game. Josh Smith doesn't play the game like that. And you know what? People criticize him for not having a jump shot, taking too many jump shots. That's not the way he should play. I disagree. That is the way he should. You know what he needs to do is develop that jump shot. If Eric Snow could become a good NBA jump shooter, Josh Smith can do the same. The point is, put the hours in off the, outside of practice. Stay extra. When you look at Hawk practice, the same players stay after every day. Joe Johnson, Mike Bibby, and Marvin Williams. Josh Smith is never there to be found.
All right,
stay after and develop the jump shot. You need to be a great player.
We're going to squeeze in Darius real quick. Darius, welcome to Score Atlanta Sunday, big guy.
How you guys doing?
Doing all right, man.
About Josh, man. Josh Smith goes to Houston every summer to try to work on his game. Well, he's not improved at all. With Marvin, you can see the growth in his game. And I'm not trying to compare him to Marvin because Marvin went to college and he probably learned to work after in college. But he hasn't improved his game at all. Another thing about him taking too many jumpers, with Mike Woodson's offense, Al Horford has the right block. Joe is on the left. On the left wing on isolation. They double Joe. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. He passes it to Josh, and he has to take the shot. I'm not making excuses for him because he needs to – sometimes he come in early in the clock and shoots those jumpers, but a lot of times it's late in the clock because Joe is – his offense Mike Wilson's offense has no movement at all. The only thing with Josh, he has good passing skills for his size. But he hasn't tried to improve his ball handling, his jump shot, his post game, none of it. And we pay him $58 million to match Memphis' offers. That's the only offer that he had, offer. And I think they just did it for the fans because they got Rudy Gay, Hakeem Warwick. They had no need for Josh Smith. I think that they just did that to please their fans in Memphis because they say that their owner doesn't spend money. So the only other thing that we can do for him, we can't trade him during the season. This summer we can trade him because we signed him this year, is try to trade him in the offseason and use the money to re-sign Horford because this contract is coming up, re-sign Joe, and re-sign Marvin. He's not – the position that he plays, we play better when he's off the court so the other people can play their regular positions. Al can play the four and Marvin can play the three.
All right, hey, Darius, we're up against the – thanks very much, man. We appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to talk about the race that's going on today at Atlanta Motor Speedway. That's right. We're going to talk a little racing on Score Atlanta Sunday, Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
Monday on Mayhem in the AM, we talk about a busy weekend for the Hawks. Hey, man, the race came through town. Who won that checker flag? We'll touch on that a little bit. And Steak will eat 10 pounds of asparagus. Woo-hoo!
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in 15 years. Ask customers from other home security companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. At Alarm Force, it's only $25 a month for live two-way voice, and the installation, activation, and full warranty is free.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Speed Talk here with Tony Stewart. I'm on lap 311 and you're on the air.
Tony, I need quick headache relief, but that powder taste, ugh.
Well, you know the car of tomorrow?
Yeah.
Goody's Cool Orange is like the headache powder of tomorrow, with powerful powder pain relief that dissolves faster than tablets and cool orange taste that goes down easy.
Well, all right. But back to the car of tomorrow. I was kind of hoping it'd have deflector shields and booster rockets.
Between you and me, I got my guys working on it. Pick up Goody's Cool Orange Powder. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Mike Bell, and speaking of cool, 790 The Zone has teamed up with Goody's to give you a cool prize to celebrate Goody's great taste and fast relief. Goody's Cool Orange Headache Powders is giving away a vacation for two to enjoy the Taste of New York or the Taste of New Orleans festivals, plus $1,000 fast cash. Just log on to 790thezone.com for details. Look for Goody's Cool Orange Headache Powders at your favorite retailer or convenience store on your way to and from work. And remember, everything's faster in Goody's country. A trip to the Big Easy or the Big Apple only from Goody's.
This is Dominique Wilkins, and I'm asking all of you basketball fans out there, what's your fantasy? 790 The Zone and the Georgia Lottie's Fantasy 5 are teaming up to bring you the ultimate fantasy basketball experience. A one-hour hoop session with me for you and a guest. To enter, just log on to 790thezone.com, click on the Fantasy 5 logo, and select your Fantasy 5 basketball team. It's that easy.
Don't forget to play Fantasy 5 from the Georgia Lottery, now through April 14th, to win great cash prizes. Visit galottery.com for more details.
NFL free agency has begun, and if your Falcons make a move, hear it here first. And when it comes to getting you ready for the NFL draft, no one does it better.
Hard not to go to deep, but he was too good.
Like a water bug, you know?
Enough said. Football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
All right, Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. Boy, do I have to admit a mistake this morning. IJ Rosenberg, Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, and Brian Jones. I'm going to tell you what, guys. What's interesting is that I'm serious. I did not think about it yesterday. We got an email. I got an email from Matt Egger, the program director. I guess it was Thursday or Friday. And his email said something like, make sure, not just to me, I think to everybody, okay, that was working on Sunday, make sure that you realize that there is a time change on Sunday. No excuses. So anyway, I was up this morning, and I look at my BlackBerry, because I usually leave the house about 9, I guess about 9:20, to get to the show by 10 o'clock, and the BlackBerry was the only one that automatically changed. I'm saying, oh, man, I forgot. So I went, ran, turned on the radios, and you guys are doing a great job. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey, we'd roll with the punches around here.
Yeah. So, I do what I can. You can get me pretty good on that one. Anyway, Big Dan Sports, I know y'all have been talking about the Atlanta Hawks. Just real quickly on the race this afternoon, what a great day for racing, it by is. The way. You know, Atlanta Motor Speedway does a great job. We've worked with them for several years on a lot of different things, and they do a great job. They've really improved the place, both, you know, the tornado. I don't know if you remember this, yeah, but that tornado hit down there. And they had to redo a lot of the grandstands, and they've also done some things to help with the traffic. But not too late to go down there and watch what I'm sure will be a great race. And you can't beat a day like this. I mean, what a beautiful day for racing. So it's going to be interesting.
Mark Martin actually takes his first pole since 2001. He's the second oldest guy ever to win a pole or to sit atop a pole. He's 50 years old. Only Harry Grant, 54. Has done it, so that's, yeah, that's so good for him.
So anyway, if you get a chance, head down there and check that out. One of the things I want to talk about in a minute, guys, I spent some time talking to a couple of Falcons officials, and sort of been interesting to see what the Falcons have done so far. I will tell you this, and we're going to have to break for the hour for about 30 seconds in a couple of minutes, but I like what Thomas Dimitroff, the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, is doing. He is not going to sign to sign, okay? He's not going to, you know, while there have been a lot of people that have signed out there, and he's let some good players go. Michael Boley, no way.
He didn't sign T.O.
No, he's not going to sign T.O. But I like the way he's building this franchise. The other thing you have to look at, guys, is that the economy that we're in, even the NFL, okay, has not escaped the fact that there's going to be less sponsorship dollars. I still think that NFL stadiums will be packed, or at least the teams that win. I mean, I don't think the ticket thing is going to change very much for the individual fan, although you could see less spending inside the park as far as food and souvenirs and licenses, things like that. But when we get back here in a second, we'll talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons and sort of their strategy of what is building through the draft. Last year, of course, they went out and they signed a big free agent, Michael Turner, who ended up being probably, I would say, the best free agent. I mean, was there another better free agent signing than Michael Turner?
No, I think he was clearly the best free agent, you know, in the NFL.
He got a couple of MVP votes, so yeah.
I mean, he was probably the best running back alone in the NFL last year. So, I mean, he's certainly the best free agent.
So we'll talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, the draft, the NFL draft, coming up in April. We'll talk a little bit about what they need and their strategy. I like it. I like what Thomas Dimitroff is sort of setting over there. Sort of reminds me of the Atlanta Braves in the late 1980s. You are listening to Score Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
790 The Zone is Georgia Tech's flagship station. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
All right, Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. I.J. Rosenberg. Scott, the late, the tardy I.J. Rosenberg. Scott Janovitz. Fletcher Proctor, by the way, will be doing some play-by-play for us this week on the 4A games on Thursday. Brian Jones will be doing some – Brian and Scott. Scott will be very busy. He's the IT producer for this, but Scott will also be doing some color analysts for us as well as Brian. We'll talk a little later. Give you some of the scores. Not really any huge surprises in high school basketball yesterday. The one local team, of course, I think everybody was surprised it ended up losing in the second round with Centennial guys. They could have it looked like breeze to the semifinals. It looks like Milton now will be the team that does that. And by the way, ran into Dan Radakovich yesterday. Our kids work out at the same place. We spent some time talking about this recruiting class that they have, which is, you know, pretty exciting. I mean, it's going to be exciting to see what Tech can do with these players. The kid from Miller Grove, of course, Derek Favors, the Rice kid from Milton, and then there's a couple others. There's a kid from North Carolina I know that signed. But anyway, back to the Atlanta Falcons, sort of a touching, I guess you could say, press conference earlier in the week with Keith Brooking. Of course, now a Dallas Cowboy. He pretty much ends his career or does end his career here with the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons also lose a couple of other players, guys. A cornerback that was their best cornerback last year, Michael Boley, of course, is now gone. It's going to be interesting to see what they do in the draft. And, you know, this might be a situation. I would not be surprised at all. First of all, I'm sure that Dimitroff has a couple of free agents that he wants.
Well, he's got to. I mean, you can't fill every hole
exactly
with the draft.
And he's being patient with that. But as far as the draft is concerned, I mean, I think that Dimitroff proved last year that he can have a draft where five or six guys can come out of that draft and really help him.
He did. He proved to be a draft guru getting, I don't know how many starters. But here's what I'll say to you is you can't do everything through the draft. Well, Curtis Lofton is playing middle linebacker for you. Chevis Jackson.
No, but they've lost
Sam Baker. They've
lost four or five starters this year, and I mean you can't have six rookies in your starting
lineup. Let's not put it by him. This guy pulled a rabbit out of a hat last year.
If you want to get back to the playoffs, you can't. But listen, they're not gonna rely entirely on Jeff. That's just not the way it's gonna work.
A 1 year run to the playoffs this year just to have this be the second straight year of the playoffs, or would you rather have playoffs for six straight years in 2 years?
Well, I mean, they're going to draft the same way regardless, right?
Right.
I mean, they're still going to pick the same picks they would.
I say if they miss out on the playoffs this year, but they set themselves up for the next 6 years, do it.
Yeah, I don't, you know, me, as far as the playoffs are concerned this year, the schedule gets a lot harder.
Right.
Of course.
It does.
Of course, we always say that. All right.
Right.
You never know who's going to be on the other side. I mean, because teams switch positions. I mean, last year at this time, we were talking about let's put it this way. If you had the Atlanta Falcons and the Arizona Cardinals on your schedule you were chalking that up as a win. Okay.
Right.
You know, this year the team plays, you know, a much tougher division, you know, as far as the out of conference division. So
AFC East.
Yeah, AFC East could be a lot harder. But at the same time, you know what? You don't know what the East is going to have. So,
right, you would assume Tampa's – well, you also assume Tampa's probably taking a step back.
Right.
But like we've already said, I mean, people thought Atlanta was going to be the bottom feeders of that division last year, and well, they weren't. They made the
Tampa
playoffs.
Tampa will be.
All I'm saying is they would be no bigger of a surprise than the Falcons were this year.
Well, Tampa's following the same pattern the Falcons did last year.
Right, that's exactly my point.
They released a lot of veterans trying to get younger players in, and they'll probably draft some players out eventually start for
and
them
a new first year coach.
Exactly.
Right. So I mean their turnaround could be every bit as impressive.
And Carol,
as
I think this is going to be a down year for Carolina, guys. And the Saints you don't know about. So, you know, I guess if you're Thomas Dimitroff and your coach Mike Smith, you're looking at probably a division. It's just a strange division, guys.
It
you
is.
Don't have a New England in this division. You don't necessarily have a Philadelphia Eagles who are, you know, a team that's been fairly consistent
right.
over the years. I'm not going to talk about anybody out west because in the NFC there really hadn't been anybody. But, you know, San Diego's been a pretty good football team. Yeah, the Colts.
Right.
So you don't have that. I think it's very open. And I do say this, that I agree with you, Scott. You know, you've got some good young players in positions. And I think the other thing they're looking at is the salary cap.
Unfortunately, you know, Michael Vick has left them with a little bit of a tough situation. I mean, they do have money to spend, but they've got to sort of figure out what's going to happen with Michael Vick, because it looks like, you know, he's going to be out of jail sometime, what, in April? Is it April or May?
I think. Okay. Like the end of May.
So when that happens, the commissioner's going to have to make a decision, and the Falcons are either, number one,